You're live with 2GO's Mandy and Akmal right now.
And you can get live pricing on all home appliances
at Domain West Gosford. Now that's where I'm going.
Yes, good morning, Coasties.
Morning. What a wet old night, hey? Lucky yeah. I mowed my lawns yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
I got organised. And it's funny because I heard lawnmowers going off everywhere as people scrambled to mow their lawn before the rain.
Really? Why didn't they just wait till it stops raining?
Because it could be about 2 weeks, and by the time it dries, like for me, my lawn stays wet for a week after a big rain.
Yes.
Sorry, these are the hard-hitting issues, I mean.
Well, no, it's okay. I know you've got a plantation in the backyard that's very valuable.
Stop it.
No, but you know when people come up to you and go, "Hey, do you reckon it'll stop raining?" Of course it'll stop raining. It always stops raining.
It does.
There's a bit of distraction here in the studio. There's a bit of talk.
I think Alex Darling is talking. Can
Alex, are you talking? Stop talking, Alex.
Stop it, Alex. You're distracting us. No, anyway.
Alex Darling.
Oh, sorry, guys. Left my mic on. Beg your pardon.
It's meant to be a professional show, Alex.
Yes.
The other thing I did was leave my car window down. So that was pleasant this morning, getting into my car. And having
to put on snorkels.
Yeah.
That's right. People freak out, you know, every time it rains or it gets hot. Remember last weekend when it was hot?
Yeah.
And people forget. They go, "Where'd this heat come from? Are you hot? Jesus, hot, eh? How hot is it? Oh, my God. It hasn't been this hot since, about this time last year.
Yeah.
Was this hot again?
Yeah, I know.
What's going on? Oh, God. People are always taken by surprise.
4324 444. You can call the show anytime. Let us know what's going on. If you do see an accident on the road, please let us know. 4324 444. And please take care on the roads,
too. Yeah, there's a bit of localised flooding, so you do have to take a bit of care.
That's right. And if you cause an accident, give us a call if you have time.
No,
you're probably going to be busy with the accident.
Later on in today's show, catching up with John Brewster and Dave Gleeson from the Angels.
Yes.
They're coming to the coast.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
We're going a little bit country this morning. Keith Urban, Days Go By, a bit of a classic track.
I wouldn't know. I don't listen to Keith Urban.
Why not? You don't like Keith Urban?
I'm not a massive country fan, to be honest.
You're more like death metal?
Like rock. I like a bit of pop
jazz
as well. And I actually like alternative country, the stuff that, you know, makes fun of the dog leaving and the wife divorcing you and the crops dying. And
yeah.
Like, they're funny songs.
Yeah, apparently if you get a record, like a vinyl, and you play a blues song, you play it backwards, your dog comes back, your girlfriend shows up, start making money. Keith Urban, little fella, he's a cute little fella, isn't he?
Is he little? I thought he was quite tall. I mean, Nicole's quite tall, and they always seem to be around the same height.
No, they're not.
Aren't they?
That's photoshopped. He's only a little bit taller than me. He's a little critter.
Is he?
A little, yeah. There she kind of keeps him like a pet, you know. you get that impression, like she just kind of like comes in. Have you fed Keith? Make sure he's fed. You know, she leaves him in the limo and just with a little window down a little bit.
Yeah, have you changed the Keithy litter?
The Keithy litter. Nice, I like it. That's good.
Thank Keith you. Urban is 1.78 meters tall. Nicole Kidman 1.8.
See, that's
so
a big,
there you go.
That's a huge difference.
That is.
He looks at her belly button and says, "Wow, that's nice."
Here's
wow.
a fun fact for you that I didn't know because I just Wikipedia'd him.
Tell me.
He's New Zealand. He was born in New Zealand. I thought he was Australian, but he was born in New Zealand in October 1967.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was Aussie. Everybody's talking about Keith Urban being Aussie.
No, he was raised in Queensland, though, I think, so we'll still claim it.
We'll still
claim it. No, we won't. Yeah. Let's give him back to the New Zealanders.
Well, we claim Russell Crowe. He's a New Zealander.
Oh, let's give him back as well.
Let's send him back to Syria because apparently he's got a connection there. G'day, mate. There you go, mate.
Don't say stuff like that. We'll get sued.
Why?
Get sued by Russell Crowe for saying he's some sort of connection to Syria.
Oh, yeah. No, imagine the publicity if we get sued by Russell Crowe. Suddenly people will start listening.
I don't want that kind of publicity.
Russell Crowe, please don't sue us.
Don't sue us.
But Keith Urban.
And don't punch us out.
Come on, back to Keith Urban.
Keith Urban said that in a statement that appeared in the paper yesterday about Nicole is his inspiration, and she actually not only taught him, but encouraged him to suck.
You got to give that context.
Well, I didn't read the rest of the article.
What do you mean you didn't read the rest of the article?
I only read the headline. I mean, it's a great headline, isn't it? Nicole taught me to suck. and he's and she knows. She knows how to suck well.
Stop it.
No, no, I didn't mean that. No, no, you know.
Is it about failure?
Yeah, don't be scared to fail.
Okay.
And, I mean, are you a Nicole Kidman fan?
Not particularly. I don't think she can act very well.
No, why is she so popular then? I think she's part of the Illuminati.
Do you?
I do. She could,
maybe they both are. Well, maybe they've got secret handshakes.
Yes, I think she might be a reptilian. She might be a reptilian shapeshifter.
Well, her shape doesn't shift because she's had so much Botox.
She's a non-shapeshifting lizard.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Okay.
Rego a go-go.
All right, this is where you ring, give me a Rego letters in your number plate, and I make a sentence out of them.
So you're pursuing this game despite...
People love it. I mean, people are ringing in to play this game, like the lovely Paul from Killarney Vale. Welcome aboard. Hello.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Great.
I'm great. Up early.
Oh, I'm so happy that you've given us a call this morning, Paul. Thanks for getting on board the game.
We have to be up early. It's kind of part of the job. I try to say, can we come in like at midday, something sensible? They said no.
No.
I'm excited.
You're excited. Good stuff. So the letters of your number plate, Paul, what are they?
C for Charlie, M for Mary, and T for Tom.
Okay, C, M, T.
Yes.
I'm going to go with, it's controversial, but Cunning Man Territory.
Cunning Man Territory.
Cunning Man Territory. There's a special territory just for the cunning men of the world, and they all gather in this territory.
Are you saying Paul might be...
He's not a cunning man.
He sounds cunning.
Well...
Oh, yeah.
Are you cunning?
Yeah.
All right, Paul. Mate, we're going to give you a double pass to go to the Mariners versus Sydney FC. It's on this Saturday. Tickets available now, ccmariners.com.au. But you got a double pass, all right, mate?
Oh, unreal. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Stay there. Let's go to Ray in Glenning Valley. Hi, Ray.
Morning.
Morning, hey, sunshine. So what are the letters in your number plate?
I-J-L.
I-J-L. This is a tough one. The J's a tough one.
You're pressured now.
The pressure's on. I'm
you're
sweating
in the corner.
A bit here.
You've painted yourself into a corner,
I have painted
Amanda.
Myself. No, I haven't, because I-J-L is instant jam lunch.
Instant jam lunch.
Yeah.
Instant jam lunch. Or Ian's jumbuck leaves. I mean,
yes.
Ray likes that
That's
one.
That's got a story to it.
Ian's jumbuck leaves.
Ray, and we've just put your license plate into a computer, and there's apparently a warrant out for your arrest.
Ray.
I'm kidding.
Honestly, that was resolved. I'm telling you. It was
not according to our records.
Hey, Ray, we're going to give you a double pass to go to A Quiet Place starring Emily Blunt and John Krasinski in cinemas April 5th, all right?
Oh, thank you very much.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
A confusing song if you're getting dressed ready for work. Joe Cocker, you can leave your hat on.
Depends what you do.
It's Breakfast with Mandy and Akmal on the Central Coast 107.7 2GO.
If you do your job naked, it's perfect.
And I do.
Now everyone knows.
Yes. Lucky it's not a visual medium. Well, I guess it is comedy after all.
Australian Post in Victoria has had to apologise.
I'm sorry.
This story is ridiculous. In our day and age, I can't believe this has happened. But
what's happened, man?
It is in Victoria.
Uh-huh. You know why Tasmania doesn't drift away?
Why?
Because Victoria sucks.
Yes, you did say that.
You could have come in with that.
You said it before. You can't expect me to laugh twice.
No,
I've told you this. You get one laugh only.
No, I wasn't expecting you to laugh.
I have to ration my laughs.
I wasn't expecting you to laugh. I was expecting you to finish the punchline. You know, we're a team. I'll do it again. So, do you know why Tasmania doesn't just drift away?
Yeah, because Victoria sucks.
Bada boom! You see? That would have worked quite well.
Okay.
Next time we'll know.
Next time I'll do that better.
Tomorrow, exactly the same time.
Thank you. Australia Post apologising to the residents of a Victorian town because a post box hadn't been emptied for 5 months. Now, what you've got to remember about this is that this happened late last year.
Yes.
So that post box has been stuffed to the brim with letters, with bills, with Christmas cards.
Mm-hmm. This is someone's private box.
No, this is one of the red letter boxes that you post your letters in.
Oh, really?
So it hadn't been emptied in 5 months. But guess what else it was stuffed to the brim with?
I'd hate to think. butter,
same
oil.
Sex marriage ballots.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big bad stuff up.
This is a big bad stuff up.
Well,
you know, I mean, those ballots could have changed the vote. Who knows how many would have been posted?
Well,
in that thing.
Maybe there may be some, you know, same sex divorces on the horizon because of this.
Maybe
this stuff up.
What
you
if,
know?
What if you didn't get your bill and you were late repaying your bill?
Yeah. What if your doctor sent you a thing saying, you know, call
You've
me
got
urgently.
2 months to live.
Yeah, you got 2 months to live, and you know, take some 5 months. And why didn't you? Maybe they don't die because they didn't know.
Maybe,
see, the placebo effect.
The placebo effect could have taken over.
But you would think that, the, you know, the Australia Post people, I mean, it's in the name, it's Post. That's all, and it's in Australia, and all you have to do is do...
Do what your name says.
Take the mail and give it to the people. Maybe they forgot. The, what is it that we do again? What's this big box do?
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I've got a public service announcement. I think everyone needs to know some of this stuff.
Mm.
I think in particular you might need to know some
you
of this
just,
stuff.
You know everything that what people need. That's what I like about
I'm
you.
A bit of a I'm a bit of an Oprah, I suppose.
You're an Oprah, that's right.
I'm an Oprah.
Oprah, without the money or the show.
Fame.
Or the fame. But,
or the...
but you're much more likable.
Oh,
I like you.
Thanks.
I like you.
She's
I wish,
very
I,
well
wish
liked.
I was married to Oprah. So I'd never have to work again.
Hey, there's a list that's come out. 13 things you're doing that make people dislike you immediately.
Are you talking about me personally?
I'm talking about all of us.
Just generally speaking.
Well, this is just general. So we all do things sometimes that people... But this makes people dislike you immediately.
Punch someone in the head.
Well, that's obvious stuff.
Glassing someone.
They're
I don't like
obvious
you.
Things, okay?
Why don't you like me? Well, stop glassing me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, these things are a little more subtle. So I'm going to run through a few of them with you.
Please.
So sharing too many photos on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
You know when people put 35 photos up at a time of their dog?
Yeah.
Or their cousin's wedding
or
whatever?
Or their burger that they're about to eat.
Yeah.
We don't care.
No, we don't
Just
care.
Just eat the burger and shut up.
Well, we don't, you know, it's one people, photo people is fine, find that, 35 photos.
People think they're far more interesting than
they
actually
are.
Yes.
I know, right?
Just like us.
So the other thing that people do that is a real turn-off is asking someone questions without talking about yourself as well. So just peppering someone with questions and not disclosing anything about yourself makes people dislike you immediately.
So what was the result of the blood test?
No, you're not allowed to actually ask me that.
I'm just giving it an example.
I haven't got the result yet.
No, no, I was just giving an example of that. That would be something that would annoy people.
Yeah.
So, you know, how much money do you make?
Mm.
I get that.
Yeah, that's a bad question.
Mm.
All right, what about posting a close-up profile photo? So a really close photo of your face as your profile photo.
Look, any photo of me offends people. People dislike me immediately once they see any image of me. And there's a big image of me at Erin Affair. And it's put people off. Apparently people aren't buying as much food.
Now, this is one that I reckon is a big one. Acting too nice. People that are too nice annoy me.
Yeah.
Is that bad? Because I actually do feel annoyed by people who are too
nice. You know, I remember someone who was really, really nice called Jesus, and look what they did to him.
Well, this is true.
They were so annoyed. He was so nice.
They got rid of him.
They
bumped him off.
Well, lucky they did, because we wouldn't have a week off coming up in Easter.
Stop it.
Thank you, Jesus. But he was nice, wasn't he?
But people that are too nice are annoying, because they're just too nice. And you think, hang on a minute, we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe you do something anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Who's the nicest person you know that annoys you?
Widow.
Stop it.
He's really very nice, Widow, isn't he?
To the point of being annoying.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I love you
Widow.
Too, guys. I love you
anyway,
guys.
Anyway, this one's about
we
you,
love
Akmal. This one's,
one's know.
About you.
Here we go. I thought they were all about me.
This is actually really not fair, but having a name that's too hard to pronounce puts people off.
Yeah, and then add to that a Middle Eastern name and you got the complete set.
So
you
your know, name is?
Akmal Riyad Abdul Malik Saleh. That's right. I've
You've just annoyed a whole heap of people.
Oh, man.
Everyone's just turned off.
Try to go through security at airports. I've been inserted and I've had things happen.
Oh, I don't want to know about
I've had to take things off. Oh, my. Well, the things they've found.
No.
That's another story.
You're live with 2GO's Mandy and Akmal right now. And you can get live pricing on all home appliances at Domain West Gosford. Now that's where I'm going.
I like criminals that just don't make too much of an effort. You know, lazy criminals. Criminals that go, yeah, I'd like to rob a bank, but I'm not going to put
criminals that are a few snags short of the Barbie.
Yeah.
A few beers short of a six-pack.
Exactly. What's a sandwich short of a picnic? the light's on, but no one's home.
Yeah, those ones.
There's got to be a good one, but I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not what the story's about. It's about this guy. He's 19 years old, American young fella, who needed money, but didn't have any. Mm. And he thought, well, I need money, so banks have money. I'll go and rob a bank. But he didn't have a car. And so logically, he just took a taxi. He took a taxi, and this is true. And he dropped it. He said to the taxi, "Just keep the meter running. I'll just be a minute." And he came back with he got away with like $20,000, and gave the he was like the take me home now. Gave him $14, and then gave him a $10 tip. $10 tip. He had $200,000 in his pocket. And he gave me a $10 tip and then went home to bed. And then the police came and arrested him. How did they find him?
I don't know.
He would have been shocked. How did you guys... I planned this whole thing. I called a taxi.
So dumb.
That's fantastic. It's so casual, though. I love the casualness of it.
Very casual. Just wait here, mate. Yeah, just keep the meter running, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Can we stop for a pizza on the way? Pick up a pizza delivery, mate. Maybe you could have got the cab to pick it up for him. If you can go... Here's a gun. Go and just rob the bank, come back, I'll give you a tip. I love that. It's so lame, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's what makes it funny.
But I like the old-fashioned bank jobs where you've got a fast car waiting front. It's shiny, it's fast. You get in, the wheels spin, you take off. I mean, that's what a bank heist is all about, isn't it?
Have you done this?
No, but Matt and I do joke about robbing banks. We have a running joke where we say, let's rob a bank together.
I did see you and Matt buying balaclavas from from Target.
I couldn't find one big enough to fit his big head.
The police did recover all the cash, but they didn't take the money off the cab driver, though. That's the nice story.
Good job. Yeah.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Now, the Angels face-to-face tour, it's coming to Etalong Diggers, 29th of June. Tickets available at etalongdiggers.com. And we're now catching up with Dave Gleeson and John Brewster.
Yeah, guys, are you guys excited about the 40th anniversary face-to-face tour?
It's very exciting. We just recently actually went to the studio and recorded the whole album again with Dave singing, because it's turned out amazingly well. And we also... The Bridge Hotel in Sydney is one of the last bastions of that kind of pub venue that we were doing in those days, and we just recorded that and filmed it. So,
fantastic!
Yeah, exciting.
A pub where there's a sticky floor and people can kind of get a bit rowdy. And did you let it fly, Dave?
Look, the Bridge has become like a bit of a second home for us. It's where we. Where we generally start tours, we'll usually do two nights there, so you can you get a little bit settled in. Mm-hmm. But you're right. You walk in the daytime, sticky floor, smells like a shoe.
Yeah.
I think that's how they advertise it. Come to the Bridge, we smell like a shoe. And don't mind the sticky floors. Don't ask why it's sticky. Don't ask.
I'm so glad, Dave, that you've done that you've re-recorded it with you. But can I just take you back, John, for a second to 40 years ago when this album came out? Can you just give us a bit of a picture about what it was like at that time and how the album was received as you were touring around that time?
Well, it was amazing times for us. We put together a lot of those songs in the basement of Mrs. White's house. And we'd play with no shirts on because it was so hot in there. There was no air conditioning. So we'd do as much as we could, then go outside to get some fresh air and then go back in again. So we'd do a gig that night, and we'd go... Sometimes we'd do a gig and go into the studio afterwards. We were just literally living the band. Night and
lifestyle.
Day.
And Mrs. Wade, did you say?
Mrs. White.
Mrs. White.
Mrs. White.
You recorded it at her house.
Yeah, she was the mother of one of our fans. I can't remember the name of the fans, right. So I'm a bit embarrassed, but I think it's in the book.
A lot of people don't know this, but if you listen very carefully to one of the songs, you can hear Mrs. White doing the dishes.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Turn that down, you boys.
That's it,
very
that was her.
Very observant of you, Akmal, to realise that.
Yeah, you got to have the right ear for it.
And at this stage, the album's gone through the roof. It's like double platinum. We did the David Bowie tour, and I would never ever say we were better than David Bowie because he was amazing.
No, that's a dangerous thing.
But he also liked us, and you know, him and his band actually came to one of our gigs when they had a night off, and I couldn't believe it.
That's
amazing.
There
was Bowie and his band watching the Angels at the Bondi Lifesaver.
Wow. And did you talk to Bowie at that time? Did you have any conversations?
We had dinner with him every night on the tour.
Did you touch him? Did you watch him eat? Fantastic.
I just think that's amazing, though.
No, I don't really get that excited about people eating.
No, because, if it's David Bowie. Questions.
You haven't seen 9.5 weeks.
That's right. It's how you eat that counts. But you know, it's interesting because, I don't know if you know, but I'm a stand-up comedian. And whenever another comedian, especially someone that I look up to, comes to the gig, I really freak out. I really hate that because that's all I can think about. Did you have that same experience?
I'm sure I freaked out, but that's okay. We were pretty well oiled, like we are these days too. I mean, when I say that, I don't mean with substances.
Although, mate, we're going to request that you give us a urine sample because it's just a 2GO policy.
He says this to every guest.
Every guest needs to give us a urine sample.
Oh, you think we're like the Russian sporting?
It would decimate the rock and roll industry if they brought in dope testing.
Yeah, wouldn't it just?
No, but for the rock and roll industry. Industry, they should test you, and if there are no illegal substances, you get fined.
You're in trouble.
Hey, what kind of a musician are you?
Hey,
that were the old days.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about those incredible compilation albums that came out in the 70s and the 80s. And Akmal actually had one. There was one called Countdown Chartbusters Volume 1, and After the Rain was the last song on Side 2.
Yes. I remember that so clearly, and it was a highlight because I used to play that because you know those compilation albums, you used to buy them just for one or two songs.
That's right.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
The Angels.
You bought it for After the Rain, which was the very last song on the whole album, and you were up against Glenn Shorrock, Dream Lover. We had on there Smokey, Mexican Girl, Racy, Lay Your Love on Me.
You had no competition, man.
No, I know.
I remember one that I had that had A Long Way to the Top, maybe, by AC/DC, or it might have been Jailbreak, actually, and Disco Duck was the next
I know. How did they do this? They just had disco and rock and pop all smashed together.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I would have loved to have seen is AC/DC do a cover of Disco Duck.
You're the luck of the ducks.
Bon Scott just giving it heaps. Come on, everybody, sing along.
All right. They're coming here to the coast. The Angels face-to-face tour, Edelong Diggers Club, 29th of June. Tickets available at Edelong Diggers. John Brewster and Dave Gleeson, thanks for the chat.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys.
2GO's
Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Bells on tickets.
Save my marriage. No, I really mean it. I actually need help. The marriage is in trouble. Please save my marriage. I'm serious. It's not a joke.
Every week we talk to Kate, Akmal's wife. I call her Unflappable Kate because the things she has dealt with in your marriage have been quite extraordinary.
Well, the marriage, you know, it's difficult to maintain a marriage.
It is.
And we're working very hard, but this segment is not helping.
She's joined us on 4324444. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Widow. Hi, Mandy. Hi, Akmal.
Hello, Unflappable Kate. I love this segment so much. What lovely story are you going to share with us today about your wonderful marriage to Akmal Sali?
Well, Mandy, thanks for asking. Akmal is the first person who will tell you he has a terrible sense of direction. So I'm not giving anything away there. Mm. So anyway, a couple of years ago, we had a bit of a rough Christmas. My dad had pulled his back out and my
nothing to do with me.
No, okay.
I didn't pull his back out.
Not giving you that. And my brother had surgery. So I said, okay, you know, we'll go down and help them out. And so anyway, we went down. I was with my dad and Akmal was going to go over, pick up my brother, his name is Chris, and take him to
Chris.
A medical appointment. Mm-hmm. Hello, Chris. So I thought, okay, that's great. So anyway, Akmal puts it into his GPS and off he goes. Anyway, he only had about half an hour to get there to get Chris there in time. And Chris called, he said, Akmal's not here. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, Akmal had, he was following the GPS and the GPS kept saying to him, veer left, turn left. He said, oh, this seems strange. There is no left turn, but, you know, kept telling him to veer left. So he did. So anyway, after several minutes, he thought, this just can't be right, surely. Anyway, Akmal was driving along the footpath because he'd accidentally put in walk instead of drive into the GPS.
It wasn't a footpath. It was a bike track.
Bikes and people only.
Oh, and
then,
my
and
God.
Chris missed out on his appointment and he was very upset with me and, you know...
Okay.
He missed, you had
to do a lot of smoothing over with the family there, Kate.
Well, you know,
a lot of smoothing, yes.
Chris lost a kidney, thanks to me.
Oh, stop.
What was wrong with him? What was wrong with him? Do you remember?
He'd had a hip replacement.
He had a hip replacement, God. And he was going to pick up his new hip, and I didn't pick him up. And someone else took the hip.
Kate, thank you so much for joining us today.
We love talking to you. You are a saint, really, to be, you know, sharing these experiences.
These
with
things
us.
Happen. You know,
they do.
These things happen. I didn't do it intentionally just to make him miss out on the hip because I enjoyed the way he limped.
Unflappable Kate, thank you so much. We'll join you again next week for Save My Marriage.
Thanks so much. Have a great day, guys.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
Can I tell you about Frankie, my dog?
I've met you, Frankie,
your
dog.
You loved Frankie.
I love Frankie, yeah. He's a very, very upbeat dog and didn't attack me, which is good. I like dogs that don't attack me.
Yeah, he's got lots of personality, Frankie. Mm. And when I went to Adelaide a couple of weekends ago, Matt was looking after him for me.
And I like Matt too.
Well, this is
meeting Matt and Frankie, I both had to let them smell my hand before.
what kind of breed is Frankie again?
He's a red cattle dog cross with a foxy terrier, so he's got like loads of energy.
And what about Matt?
Matt's just a male Australian person.
Because he tried to hump my leg. The first time I met him, I don't know what it is.
Well, he's twice your size, so that would have been quite uncomfortable for you, I imagine.
Oh, it's more uncomfortable for him.
Anyway, back to Frankie.
So Matt's looking after Frankie, and Matt has a son who he has half time, so he often has his son Kale 1 week on, 1 week off.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as a parent, you kind of get into autopilot a bit with all the jobs you have to do and where you have to go and all that sort of stuff. Mm. But he was looking after Frankie, and on the Monday he was dropping Frankie back at my house, having
Frankie the dog
after looking after him for the weekend. And instead of driving to my house, he drove to his son's school, went to the trouble of parking the car, found a great car park, turned off the engine, and then realised that he actually had the dog in the car, not his son, and had to start the engine and drive to my house and drop the dog at my house.
You should have just, you know, blended him in. It's,
that's it. I could have bought him a uniform and sent him off to play.
He's a pretty smart dog.
He is.
Wouldn't that be amazing? You know, just first dog to ever get a HSC.
You know what? I can tell you right now that Frankie would have spent his entire time eating old sandwiches and whatever dropped from the kids' laps.
That's what I did at school. So, you know, and look at me.
And nothing's wrong with you. But you know what it made me think about? It made me think about when you do that with children, when you have your kids in the car and you either forget they're in the car and drive to work.
Yes.
Or in my case, I fell asleep one day and forgot to pick up my daughter from school. Mm. And it was like her second or third week of school. She was freaking out.
How long ago was that?
Many, many years ago.
And you still haven't picked her up?
No.
She's still waiting, apparently.
Oh, poor love. She'd only been at school a few weeks and I'd had a little nap in the afternoon that had gone too long. And there she was all alone waiting in the classroom with the teacher.
If only you'd used contraception.
No.
You could have slept for longer. No. You know what I'm saying? I don't have kids because I know that's the kind of thing I would do. So, you know.
But did your parents ever forget you or make a mistake?
All the time. They forget me. They used to see me in the hall. I go, who are you? Could you leave? No.
Strange child.
I was left a few times, actually. And I was once my dad left me. I was like in primary school and the police came in and took me in because it was dark. And I had to, and I went to the police.
What? Because the school was shutting?
No. I was outside Woolies in Campsie in Sydney.
They just left you outside Woolies?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't like me. You know, maybe.
And there's some scars there, I think. I think we might need a couch in the studio for you to explore this a little bit deeper.
I'd like, yeah.
But I want to know, when have your parents forgotten you? Or if you're
I just told you.
I know, I'm talking to everybody else
now. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
Or when you may have forgotten your own children, because I think as parents, there's so much going on in our heads. We're always busy. We're always driving and getting kids from A to B.
Yeah.
If this is you, give us a call. Or if your parents forgot you at some stage in your life.
Or have you ever forgotten you had kids?
Stop it.
What are these little people doing in my house? Oh, yeah, that sex I had a few years ago.
When have your parents forgotten you? 4324444.
Welcome to the safe space, the safe parenting space where we can share these things. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. So tell us what you did.
I had three primary school children, and I used to work from home, and I'm supposed to pick them up at 3 o'clock. And at 3:30, I went, oh, my God, I forgot the kids.
Oh, yeah.
I flew to school. The school was ringing me just as I arrived at the school, and they were the last three children standing in the playground with the teacher.
Were they a little bit sad and worried about where Mummy was?
They just kept saying, you forgot us.
Never let you live it down, Jill. Yes.
And did you take
all three? I still get it now, and they're all grown up.
Yeah, yeah.
And you took all three back, or you just didn't?
Just decided to take one.
No, I decided to keep the lot.
You kept the
lot.
Good
on you, yeah.
Well done. And what was it you were working from home? What is it that you do?
I was a pattern maker. I'm a pattern maker.
Okay.
Clothing.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay, that's an interesting job.
Yeah, it's well known that pattern making makes you forget your children.
It's a creative job, so you would be right into your creativity. I can absolutely tell.
That's right.
Yes.
Exactly, yeah.
Jill, just so you can ditch the kids again, we're going to give you some tickets to A Quiet Place, starring Emily Blunt and John Krasinski in cinemas April 5th, all right?
Sounds like you need
a quiet place. Thank you.
There you go. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Sorry, mate. Sorry to interrupt you again, but we don't have much time. I want to get as much words, as many words as possible. And now I've run out.
Okay, good.
I
have plenty of words, especially about Married at First
Sight.
You
love that show.
I don't know.
You love it.
Do you know what?
Everyone loves it.
But I'd much prefer to watch that than a singing show or a dancing show.
Okay, let me put this to you. I know you're about to get into your reporting of the show, which is people are anticipating. I know that because I know people love it. My wife loves it. But what about this as a variation of this, like a spin-off, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that Fred Hollows commercial where he takes a patch off the guy's eye and he says, what does he say? He says, you can see quite well.
Yes.
He says, and as soon as they're able to see, previously blind people, as soon as they see, they marry whoever they're looking at, and it's called Married at First Sight.
Okay, or maybe they spend the entire eight-week experiment with blindfolds on, getting to know someone without seeing them, and then they take the blindfold off. Now, that would be interesting. But I don't know how you'd do that because you'd have to make breakfast and drive and stuff like that.
So here's the thing. We need to
find out. These are free ideas.
Free ideas. Channel 10, Channel 9.
Channel 9.
We need to... Akmal needs to find out what's going on Married at First Sight because it's everywhere. Everyone's talking about it.
And
so
it
many.
Was explosive.
You've got 60 seconds. I don't know how you're going to do this. 60 seconds.
I can't do it in 60 seconds.
No, this is the challenge. You've got 60 seconds to explain the whole thing.
And he just wasted another 30 seconds.
I've got a 60 second timer. Are you ready?
Did you say it was an explosive episode?
It was a really explosive episode. Hang on. If I've only got 60 seconds, neither of you two are allowed to interrupt me.
I will turn our mics off.
Okay.
Yes. Yours is on. All 60 right. seconds. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
If it's explosive, it might have been the Saudi Arabian version of the show. Come on. It's hard.
All right. Here we go. 60 seconds.
It's an 8-week-long experiment. It wrapped up, and then 6 weeks later, after the experiment wrapped up, they all came back for a dinner party, and it was explosive because the people that were together, some of them weren't together, and some of them had teamed up with other people. For example, Carly is hooked up with Troy. Now, Troy was initially with Ashley. That was just never going to happen because Troy's way too cool for Ashley, and she's all, Anyway, so Troy and Ashley had broken up. That was mutual. Everyone went, yep, that's right. But Troy had hooked up with Carly, and no one knew that. Anyway, when Tracy walked in, she was single, and everyone went, oh, no, she's broken up with Dean. And then Sean walked in with a gold jacket on, and everyone went, oh, my God, it's Elvis. Anyway, he's got a gold jacket on. Everyone's looking at him, and then he goes in, and he starts pashing Tracy.
20 seconds.
Tracy's pashing him, and they're all pashing, and everyone's going, oh, my God, when did Sean and Tracy get together? Who knows, but they're together, and they're loving each other fully sick. And then Dean comes in. He's the last to arrive, and he nearly starts a fight with Sean because he's jealous because Sean's now with Tracy. And then Troy and Carly start really, like, giving each other tongue pashes and stuff, and everyone's going, I can't eat. And then Ashley has a massive meltdown and picks a fight with Carly, and it all...
That's it.
goes to poo.
You know what? Really? You could have just ended with
that. Yes.
It was amazing. And there's more tonight. No, like, there's more tonight.
They were tongue-pashing and they were fully sick. Oh. Since when did you become ethnic?
Oh, the tongue-pashing was amazing.
Oh, yeah, was it?
Okay.
Oh, and Troy and Carly just going, oh babe, oh, boo-boo, oh, bubba. Mm. Oh, you know, it was great.
That's great.
Then when Tracy actually sat Davina down on the couch and had a red hot crack at her, Davina, everyone just hates Davina. I reckon she's an actress. I reckon they planted Davina. That's just what I'm saying. I think Davina could be a plant.
If only we could all get along like what we'll do.
She talks like she's a plant.
If only we could all get along like what we're going to do on Saturday with Harmony Day. Flavours by the Sea is on. We're going to be there. You can come along, enjoy some great food. Harry James Angus from the Cat Empire is going to be there. It was King Tide. Flavours by the Sea, 3:30 to 8:30, Memorial Park at the entrance, supported by 2GO. We'll be there. And we've got a call on 4324 4444.
We got Carmen from Tookley. Hi, Carmen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What have you seen on the road?
Oh, there's an accident on the Woolloowa Road, just coming up to the roundabout at Sparks Road and the Pacific Highway.
Okay.
There's a minibus and two cars, and the police have still got it on the road, so it's all blocked off. It's really dangerous around there.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
Thank you. Right. Thanks for letting us know about that.
Okay, no worries.
See
bye.
Ya.
4324 4444. That is the number to call if you do see something on the roads. And please, just take care.
Mm.
It's a bad day, and we'll keep you up to date here on 2GO with everything going on with the weather today.
Tomorrow, can I do another one of these? Because there's another show tonight. It's the last one. It's like the grand final tonight.
Oh, yeah. No, you should. Because
you've enjoyed it so much.
Like 3.5 hours of it would be fantastic.
Okay,
because then you can relax.
Tomorrow, 3.5 hours really... of Married at First Sight. Woo!
I think I'll be sick tomorrow.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
You can't go wrong when you go to Domain West Gosford, and that's where we're going to be on Saturday. We're going to be broadcasting live. Akmal spilled a bunch of his nuts in the studio, sucked them up with a nice Dyson stick vacuum cleaner. Yes. If you can guess how many nuts are in there on the weekend, you'll win the Dyson.
Good morning, if you just joined us.
What's that?
You know, if you just joined us and you turned the radio on and
you heard that.
Akmal spilled his nuts and he's sucked it off.
Well,
live pricing on all home appliances at the Main West Gosford.
Well, you see, we have Mandy and Akmal nuts, that's the thing. So
yeah, we do.
Have nuts that we give away when you call the show, you can win some nuts, and we have freckles and things like that. So there is a theme there.
Well, you don't need to explain it to me.
I know, but I'm not. I'm explaining it to everyone who doesn't know.
Okay. Well,
and we still got to count the nuts. Somebody's still got to put their hand up to count the nuts.
Yes, this is that's good. I like the contribution we're
making. Maybe we should get Al, the producer, to count the nuts.
He's shaking his head. Okay, if you missed anything on the show, you can catch up 2gofm.com.au or get the app and catch up there as well. Yes. You can hear the interview with the Angels we did earlier on today.
That was really good. And the fact that they had dinner with Bowie, you know, night after night when they were touring, that is so fantastic.
Yeah, they go into detail about what he ate and then they watch him digest it. It's a fascinating interview.
And they're also coming to the coast, which is very exciting. And also, Save My Marriage, we had a chat to Akmal's wife, Kate. Catch up with that as well. We've got to get out of here. Mickey D's up next.
Yep.
We'll catch you tomorrow at 5:30. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're live with 2GO's Mandy and Akmal right now. And you can get live pricing on all home appliances at Domain West Gosford. Now that's where I'm going.